Well, welcome everybody to my podcast, Teddy's Mind. We're in the year 2020. I actually was thinking about recording a podcast early this year, but never really did it. Didn't have the time. Just another excuse for my own self. It's just that, you know, you get busy with reality. You know, you get busy with reality, you get busy at home and stuff. It's all right, though. It's all right. We ain't gonna complain. We're not going to complain, you know. Y'all gonna enjoy listening to my podcast because I got a lot to tell y'all. I have literally got a lot to tell y'all. There's a lot of stuff what happened this year. The COVID-19. Let's talk about that topic. The COVID-19 statistically has started from, I think, was it November, December, something like that? I don't remember, but I'm going to look online because I've been covering this story since it's brought out, since the United States. Oh, my fucking God. Excuse my language. United States confirmed cases 189,531 confirmed. That's sad, man. 7,141 people have recovered, which they are the lucky ones. And then deaths by far 4,081. And this is on the day of April 1st. Get that. This is the day of April 1st. It's a lot has happened during this COVID-19 process. Movies that were supposed to be released for February, March, April, and this summer are now delayed by the studios. Others that I guess they studios like, okay, we're going to wait till it gets to that particular month and see if we can cancel that movie or whatever. Myself, I've been watching some old movies like Contagion, Outbreak. It's like, oh my God, man, this shit happened for real, man. Shit's happening, you know, the whole virus and stuff. But, you know, it's just that prayerfully we get this whole process out the way and God can figure it out. I pray. And, you know, and if you know, you know, you know, and if you don't know what to do during the COVID-19, I prefer to give you a preference. Stay your black ass at home, because ever since the COVID-19 has happened, I stayed my black ass at home. And I love it at home. I fucking love it, you know. I've been loving the way I process and how I act differently from my peers. Because I'm the type of person that prefers to stay at home. Instead of just fucking around and driving across town to go to my damn school. It's like, hell no. Hell no. Because I just don't like that shit, you know. And that's all right, you know. We're going to get through COVID-19 together. But just, I recommend everybody, every age group, stay your black ass at home. Just stay home. It's not even worth going out there at that home. If you need groceries, stay your black ass home. That's what Samuel Jackson said on Jimmy Kimmel last night. For March 31st, you know, he's like reading a book. He says, stay the fuck home. That was hilarious to me. But, you know, I also got stuff to say that my school, shit, ever since this happened, I think it was like the last Thursday of, what day was that? Let me see. I think that was on March 19th, they said, okay. That was March 20th. They said, school, we will be back to school on April 10th. So I was all right with that. You know, I didn't give a fuck at that moment because I wasn't even going to go back to school on that Friday. You know, before HISD even announced it, they say, okay, we're going to extend to school to April 10th. I was like, okay, that's better for me. Shit, fuck it. You know, and then I had some of my classmates, they were going to react. They was like, what are we going to do with school? What are we going to do with prom? What are we going to do with graduation? It didn't affect me at all. You know, it didn't affect me at all. You know, as long as I walk across that stage, I'm good. I said, fuck prom. I didn't care about prom. Let them niggas bitch and complain about it. I ain't give a care. No way. That's the type of person I am, you know. Because everybody is different. You got people. Like, I follow the MBTI shit. For real. I follow that shit. You know, most of my classmates are more of experiencers. They love the moment. Me, I just be looking forward to the future and don't really give a fuck about the present. No way. You know, I just hope to live to 100 years old and tell my grandkids, oh, hey, guys, we had the COVID-19 back in 2019 when I was around y'all age. You know, just saying shit. And then when I was scrolling down on my grade levels group chat, some of the administrators and our principal, they said that, okay, we have a new plan. All students will be logging in on their school laptops and they will try to do like some virtual school. I was new to this shit, so I was like, what the fuck? Virtual school? And we get to do it at home? I ain't bitching. I'm glad. I'm thanking God, bruh. I'm thanking God. I love virtual school. The only problem is that all my teachers are not posting shit on the virtual school. That's the only problem. You know, I wish it was all of them, though, so I'm a bitch and complain about it. But at the end of the day, I'm good. I'm very disciplined on my schedules and stuff. I'd be on here online, da 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 da. But I'm still a night owl. Don't forget that shit. I'm still a night owl. I just be trying to go to bed a little bit earlier. Like around maybe like 1 a.m. 2 on that shit. Even last night, I was watching Goodfellas on Netflix. I was trying to go back to sleep. My dad found me downstairs in the sofa. He took my ass back upstairs, you feel me? Just saying, you know. And I'm just getting tired of my classmates bitching and complaining. I understand everybody got different scenarios, but what's the point of me, us bitching and complaining? People die every day from this shit. And we getting us, and they gave the school gave us the opportunity to take virtual classes. And I ain't bitching. I'm just glad to be at home. Fuck it. I'd rather be at home than be out there. Because once your black ass home, you making a rational decision. You get it? I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. You might not like it, but fuck it. You know, you got to hear the truth. Shit. I'm proving myself to be more honest. Because I used to be like a half-truth person. Shit, I be telling lies, and I tell it. And after I tell that lie, 30 minutes later or 2 hours later, I tell my parents, Mom, I'm sorry, I lied. You know, I'm that type of nigga right there. I'm that type of nigga. But I'm trying to improve myself to be more honest and stuff. And I'm more sarcastic, too. I've been sarcastic. The fuck I'm talking about? I've been a sarcastic person. I'm just trying to improve my honesty. You know, I'm not a bad liar or a good liar. I'm just in between, you know. Some shit I'm going to keep to myself. Other shit I'm going to tell my people, you know. Just saying. But hopefully this COVID-19, I did my research. Like, all I always do my research. I brag about that shit. I brag about that shit. So it would possibly take a vaccine. The vaccine development will possibly take for like 6 to a year, I'll say. Hopefully we get that, though. Hopefully people get that, anybody that's sick. But Bill Gates said it best, that America was never prepared for a virus like this. And he said this shit like 4 or 5 years ago. Like, Bill Gates don't lie. He's an intelligent man like me. You feel me? Both intelligent people. You know, the only difference is he got his money. I need to make mine. You know, just saying, bro. It's like, this man has said this shit. And America should have been watched that TED Talk. I'm talking about like the government. I'm talking about like President Obama or Trump or whoever should have been watched the video and said, oh, take some notes. Okay, let me take some notes because Bill Gates said that and America's never going to be prepared for a virus like this, you know. And so America be more proactive about this, you know. That's what me and my dad were talking about. Like, America... Or just our president general is just an adaptable person. He's not proactive. He's not proactive. This motherfucker gonna tell America, oh, we doing fine. We are not doing fine. We are not doing fine. We are affected by this shit. Everybody outside is affected by this shit, you know? We don't know who has it. We don't know who will or possibly will have it. It's like the zombie apocalypse, but you don't know who's infected. That's the only thing. With the zombies, you can tell who niggas are going to be affected and shit. But with the COVID-19, you have to look at the signs. It just, Elba don't even have the signs and he's infected with this shit. Yeah, Tom Hanks, his wife, Idris Elba, the nigga from Game of Thrones, the white nigga, you know, with the beard. It's like, oh my God. When would this stop, man? When would this stop? I want this to end, bro. We on high alert. Houston's been shut down. Except for the grocery stores. You know, I'll be telling my folks, make sure you get all the important stuff, you know. get as many paper towels. If you're saying 79 cents, get at least 4 or 5 of them joints. Just saying. You know, I'm just saying, like, bro. Hopefully y'all can be safe. But, you know, it's just like, this is the worst thing has ever hit for America. And the Ebola. Fuck Ebola. Damn. I didn't know Ebola took like from 2014 to 2016. I thought that shit was 2012. That was a long time ago, too. But we don't even hear from Ebola. That's the crazy part. We don't even hear from Ebola or nothing. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. Kobe Bryant passed away. So, man, that's crazy. Homeboy passed away. Kobe Bryant passed away January 26th of 2020. He was really young. He was like in his 40s or something. Oh, man. I'm still trying to figure out reality myself. Why does it have a process of taking away good people in that term and leaving us with the horrible ass niggas? Well, fuck. I think Harvey Weinstein should go. Bill Cosby should go. Because it's just fucked up. You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. That's how I feel about this whole situation with Kobe. This man has died a hero. While you got these other motherfuckers living along enough to see themselves become the villain. This man died in a damn helicopter crash. I've seen the video. I mean, not video. I've seen the photos of the aftermath of the fire that burnt him, including his daughter. That's even sad enough. His daughter passed away on the exact same plane. Not plane, helicopter as him. That's sad, man. And she, man, I'm just saying, like, why do young people have to die? That was his baby girl. So he passed away with his own child. She was the middle one, you know, because he had other kids too. And she was just trying to follow her dad's footsteps. Sometimes I question God, like, why? I know I never watched enough basketball when I was younger, you know. But This is a young black man. The same, man. It's like, I felt the same way when Nipsey Hussle died, you know? And also yesterday was marked the first year of Nipsey's death. And I honored him on my Snapchat. I honored him. I borrowed someone else's TikTok and they had a good video on it of him transforming from a little child to a grown man. And it's like, bro, it's sad. This is a sad time of young people and famous celebrities passing away. I never expected to Kobe to leave this earth. I never did. We all never did. Hell, even Michael Jordan and Shaq never did. I've seen the funeral. Michael Jordan was crying down tears, mourning with grief. And then his parents, Kobe's parents were there. His mom, his dad. I didn't know who the people were. I had to look them up. I was like, okay, that's his dad. But I never seen his mom before. That's the crazy part. I never seen his mom before. And then there were some backlash or some beef that Kobe had with his parents in the past. And then his parents sell his memorabilia back in the day. I know they sorrow with so much regret. I know they do. I know they do. Hell, every parent don't wish their child would pass away before they will. It's very sad. It's very sad. And what else I was gonna say? Oh yeah, Shaq. Shaq was crying though. Shaq was crying like if I was crying about one of my parents leaving this earth. And I don't even cry. Shit. I barely even cry. You know, I have emotions, it's just I don't show it. It's just that I don't seem to care or talk about, you know. But at the same time, this is sad. Okay. Juice WRLD passed away. Did I talk about that topic? I don't even remember. Juice WRLD passed away either November or December. I don't want to take any guesses though. But he passed away on a plane after having a seizure. You know, this is just really sad to me. Like, bruh, another hero has died. A hero that influenced the black community. The hip-hop community, bruh. The youth. Once again, another person has influenced the youth. Inspired us to grow. Man, I fucking love that song, Wasted. Wasted. That's my shit. With the song with Lil Uzi in it. That's my shit. And then Lucid Dreams is my shit, too. Everything from Good Riddance is my shit. Dangerous is my shit. I think that's that song called Dangerous. But, bruh, Juice WRLD is gone. I expected that man to live longer, man. These people that have been dying lately, I expected them to live longer. Listen to some new shit, you know. It's like, bruh, why, God, why? And then there was Eminem. Juice WRLD was supposed to have a feature of Eminem in Eminem's video, Godzilla. But
after his death, Eminem, you still hear the voices of Juice WRLD singing in the background, but he honored that man after the video. I was like, bravo, Eminem. You did a good job with that video. Bravo. Bravo. Shout out to you. We love you, Eminem. No homo, though. You know, it's just like, damn, Eminem, you did good with that video. So, you know. I don't want to say it is what it is, but it is what it should have never been, you know. I still don't understand why reality, like, I'm on some Jonah Lucas shit. Like, why the fuck, excuse my language, why in the hell they won't take these other people away? R. Kelly is a good example. Take that nigga off this earth and see what's going to happen. Because that man represents toxic masculinity. He represents that. Of course, old motherfuckers, boomers, or Gen X would think that, oh, no, R. Kelly was a good influence to the black community. Yeah, he was a good influence for the black community, but what did he do for as a community, or what did he did in the background? What's his background? Yes, he had kids, but yet he was fucking with little girls, teenage girls. How you gonna mess with little teenage girls if you got your own daughter yourself? So you telling me is that if your daughter brought some friends over, you would try to molest them too? Nasty ass nigga. Just nasty. That's a nasty ass nigga. That's a little teenage girl, man. You nasty son bitch. You're tired of grown men like that. Bump and grind my ass. I'm about to talk about R. Kelly's ass after this. Hold up. R. Kelly is a nasty motherfucker. Nastiest motherfucker we know. No, no. Molester. A toxic role model for the black community. I don't give a fuck what the Gen X say. I don't give a fuck what the boomers say. R. Kelly is a bad representation for the black community. And he has to go. After acting a nut on Gail King, we're going to talk about her ass later too. After acting a nut on her show, he going to decide to post on Twitter, oh yeah, why you embarrass me on TV? It's like, you a grown ass man, you acting like a little bitch. Like, I don't even be acting like that. Maybe I got more maturity than R. Kelly. I don't know. You know, it's sad, man. It's really sad for R. Kelly to be acting like a little bitch now. Really sad to me. You are a grown ass man. Act like it. What's your purpose in this world, R. Kelly? Because be honest with you, I'd rather have Kobe back than your black ass. Because at least Kobe gave back to the community and he made more money than your bitch ass. So true. So freaking true. Can't deny it, bro. You can't deny it, Kobe. Not Kobe. You can't deny it, y'all. You can't deny it. Don't ever, excuse me, you can't ever deny the truth. The truth will set you free. And most people in my family, or most people, like my friends, don't even accept the truth, you know. Especially the way how I deliver it. And I don't mind it, shit. Okay. Now, we're going to talk about Gail King. Gail King, 65 years old, a Sagittarius. I think she's a Sagittarius. I don't want to claim she is. Gail King was interviewing Lisa Leslie around the time for Kobe's funeral, and she received some negative reviews from people on social media about why she questioned about Kobe's assault charges back in the day and why Kobe did this and why did Kobe did that. It's like, bitch, this is none of your business. And why didn't you just interview this man when he was alive? He can't even defend himself. So thank God Lisa Leslie was chill, you know. At least she was chill. She was like, can we get off that topic, please? And then there was Snoop Dogg. And he was out there on social media calling Miss King a funky dog something bitch. Something he was saying to this lady. And then he was supposed to be on, not supposed to be, but people were gathering some praise from him, you know, gathering some praise to him or whatever. And then you had, then I was watching the Red Table Talk, and then Jada felt like in a negative way that she felt like he was talking to her. And then all that other shit. It's like, I agree with Snoop Dogg, bro. I wouldn't call her a bitch, but she made the wrong choice. Kobe can't even defend himself, and she's talking about this man in his falsely acclaimed cases. Man. It's like, why the fuck are you talking about this? Like, why? Move away from the topic. And plus, the woman that accused Kobe dropped the charges, too. It's like, why are you talking about this shit? This shit is old. People, move on. This is what happens when you be stuck in the present. You don't ever think about your future or your... Stay away from your past. Fuck the present. Move on. That's all I can say, you know. But I'm about to end this, this podcast. Hopefully that's how I gather everything, you know. Not sure if I'm create some new podcasters, you know. Hopefully I will, hopefully I don't, but it is what it is, I guess. I don't know shit. So that was from Teddy's Mind, it's podcast, and thank you for enjoying. Bye.